Junta leader Colonel Ali Ul Mohammed Bell announced his selection for prime minister Sunday. The man selected, Sidi Mohammed Ould Boubacar, returned to Mauritania on Saturday from France, where he served as ambassador since last year to take up the post. Last week's bloodless coup left many international observers nervous about Mauritania's future. The African Union, the United States, and the United Nations were among the critics of the ouster of longtime president Maya Ouya Ould Taïa, who was out of the country at the time and is currently in nearby Niger. Ali Owen, an African politics analyst for the World Markets Research Center in London, said the new prime minister, who also held the post from 1992 through 1996, was the right choice.
As to the interim government, I think that it's quite a progressive move that they've decided to kind of defer the actual exercise of power from themselves and get someone who's fairly across the board respected, someone who'll be respected by kind of the conservatives and the people within the former ruling party, as well as kind of people in opposition parties who will give him the space to breathe and see what he comes up with.
The appointment followed the resignation early Sunday of former Prime Minister Siguère Ould Mbarak and his cabinet. The coup has been welcomed by many in Mauritania who had grown weary of more than 20 years of what they perceived as President Ould Taïa's totalitarian rule. Salam Bukhari, a journalist living in the capital Nouakchott, said the appointment of the transitional government gives Mauritanians a reason to be optimistic.
Now, people of Mauritania are looking at the future with hope. They know better than now their future, and the manifestation and all the population are in the streets express their congratulations and they're enjoying for the new power.
On Saturday, Mr. Bell, a coup leader and self-declared head of state, met with heads of more than 30 political parties in Nouakchott and promised that elections would take place in less than 2 years. He also assured politicians that no member of his 17-man junta would try to stand in the way of a democratic election. But analyst Owen says the promise of non-intervention in the election process is not a sure thing.
I think the constitutional amendment announcement that was made on Saturday shows that they've got some concrete ideas about how they want to go about that. The real key issue is when oil revenues start flowing in the first quarter of 2006, whether that kind of willpower is going to survive or whether kind of the advantages of incumbency will appear too attractive.
On Sunday, a judge announced the conditional release of about 21 people detained by the previous government and accused of being involved with Islamist extremism. About 50 other people remain in prison on similar charges. But Mauritanians may not have heard the last of Mr. Ould Taïa. In an interview with the satellite television network Al Arabiya, the ousted president called those who staged the coup criminals who betrayed him. He said he will return to his country soon and called on his former security forces to reinstate him. Mary Mata, VOA News in Abidjan.